KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter simplex net. Got just a couple more minutes to switch over to 146.520 so you don't miss the 9 o'clock 2-meter net as we normally do each and every night. But if you want to try the simplex net, you're just joining us. We're over on 146.520. We're calling CQ and throw out a call sign, see who we can hear without a repeater involved. We're going to start the 2-meter net proper here at 9 o'clock, so stand by, and we'll get that going here in just a minute. But if you want to try the simplex net, this is your opportunity to do so. No reason you can't do that while we're doing the 2-meter net over here on the repeater. This is KQ4WHN.
WHN, this is KG4ZGS.
ZGS, that sounds like Chris. How you doing tonight, sir?
I wanted to let you know I can't make the net tonight. My wife's waiting on me, so I got to go inside. But I did hear you on the 2-meter call frequency. You were coming in with about 2 or 3 bars of signal. I heard you a couple times in there, but I don't think you could hear me. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know I'm up in Campobello, so I could hear you from Greer.
I'll mark you as an early check-in to the 9 o'clock net, and at least we know that me calling out in the vast distance. But thanks for participating, Chris, and also thanks for accompanying me to the airport the other day. I appreciate that QSO with us. All right, stand by. I'm going to go ahead and start the 2-meter net. CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Hotel November. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. This is KQ4WHN, your handy dandy net control tonight. I've got a couple of announcements that I want to make sure everyone's aware of. I want to announce the passing of someone who has done a lot for the ham community. His name is Elwood Downey, WB0 Oscar Echo Whiskey. Passed away on January 29th. He was the creator and author of a tool called Ham Clock, which we're excited about. Using gives all sorts of useful information about the DX controllers, weather, space weather, the gray line tracking, just everything. A lot of people had dedicated Raspberry Pis and other things to it just so they would have it in their ham shack. Last I heard, Ham Clock is going to go end of life June of this year, June of 2026. So if you're a fan of Ham Clock, I've got bad news for you. With his passing, Ham Clock is going to go end of life in June of 2026. That being said, there are people trying to rescue Ham Clock, and they're doing their best to gather funding and resources and, well, the people that know how to do it to continue the code and have a place for it to be available. In the interim, if that doesn't work out, or if you want to try an alternative, I happen to run across an announcement of a new utility that's very similar. I'm sure it's not the same thing, but it's very similar, called openhamclock.com. It's a web-based ham clock that gives you all of the same details, including the conditions on the band, the different folks that are checking in across the globe, the gray line, what situations are present in the atmosphere. Super, super helpful. I encourage everybody, if you haven't gotten into Ham Clock, maybe check out openhamclock.com and give that a try. But if we lose Ham Clock, at least we have an alternative in the interim. is that, well, if you missed the Brar's meeting last night, that's typically the first Monday of each month, and that would have been last night at 7. Well, good news, you didn't miss it because they rescheduled it. It's something that the weather was just not on our side, and they pushed it back to Monday the 9th, February 9th at 7 p.m. at the Red Cross building there downtown off of Grove Road. So if you would like to attend the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society monthly meeting, well, that's happening not the first Monday, but the second Monday of the month at 7 p.m. So check the website for more information, and know that you didn't miss it, and you can even attend by Zoom if you want to grab the Zoom link off the website. They will be doing that on the 9th. A bit of information that one felt was necessary to pass along is we have a prolific and strong solar storm headed toward the planet over the next basically 7 days. I've been watching the reports from Tamitha Scove, the space weather woman, and the ARRL has got bulletins on it. A lot of folks are kind of covering that news, and it's going to be really messy. You may find issues with 2-meter. You may find issues with HF. You will probably find issues with GPS accuracy. Just be aware that it's going to probably go downhill from here, starting Tuesday night, Wednesday, and then we'll probably continue to be poor conditions off and on through the middle to late next week. So keep an eye on that. We've got more solar activity that's going to get in our way and cause issues. Moving on, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Or just if you want to hang around and have a conversation, we're going to do that too. All right. Got a number of folks that have checked in via the website, and I had one early check-in that I went ahead and put in the log. So let's go ahead and get those web check-ins done, and then we'll move on to Echo Link, and then we'll get ourselves into the RF spectrum. Stand by, and I will get those going. Starting off with KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got N4UYB, that's Rebecca there in Monroe, Georgia. Got KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick there in Rome, Georgia. KE4VGN, that's Rich in Greenville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville, North Carolina. She brings along NC9V, that's Leon, also in Hendersonville, and also one of our net controllers. 2AMD, that's Andy there in Simpsonville. Got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont. Looking at KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KG4QLQ. KG4QLQ, that's Linda in Piedmont. KI4LZI, that's Anthony there in Table Rock. Got KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. Looking at KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. WA4JJZ, that's Andy there in Aiken in the Flatlands, I guess, is the note there. Got KR4ECHO, that's Greg coming down from Hendersonville. Got KR4AlphaAlphaZulu, that's Andrew there in Greer. Got KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Got KG4WNP, that's Landon here in Greenville. Got KR4FHX, Jamie joining us from Gaffney. Got KQ4YQI, Jose coming to us from Greer. Got WU2T, that's John coming to us from Moore. Nope, that's Rusty. I'm going to get all these memorizations done, and we're going to get these folks right. WU2T, well, that's Rusty coming to us from Moore. Got KB2BYQ, that's David there in Easley. And I early check-in right before we call out CQ. That's KG4ZGS. That's Chris in Campobello. My pre-net check-ins, and we're going to go on to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's KO4YHY. Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I'd like to recognize and welcome KO4YHY, Jim from Berea. Jim, good to hear your voice tonight, sir, and I appreciate you checking in with us. Got your name in the log. All right, all those folks that checked in on the pre-net check-in with the website, and to Jim, who's just come to us via EchoLink, thank you one and all for joining us. We're going to move on to the RF portion now, and that's going to be, well, it's Tuesday night, so we're going to start with India through Lima, I through L. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot. Jim, Simpsonville, negative and negative tonight.
WHN. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Jim. The check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KQ4WHN. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis, you all the bet, 73.
4WHN. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
For WHN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
There, this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and that control would like to recognize K4JF, that's Jim there in Simpsonville. Got KK4JFO, that's James there on that mountain in North Carolina. Thanks for joining us both, Jim and James. I got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher. Good to hear your voice tonight, Sid. Looking at KG4JIA, that's Dennis coming to us from Gaffney. That's a reach for 2-meter. Glad to have your voice on the repeater tonight, and good to get you in the log. Got KK4JBQ, or Ham Emeritus, Larry. And he brings along KC4MFK, well, that's Donna, and they both come to us from Greer. Then I'm looking at KO4JKV, that's Duncan, one of our net controllers, coming to us from Asheville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Duncan. Glad to hear your voice. Anyone else in the India through Lima group? That was a rich and hearty group of folks that checked in. Anyone else? So make sure we don't miss anybody. I through L, call KQ4WHN.
And Kilo Romeo 4, India Oscar Romeo, Nikki over in Seneca, South Carolina. And I am negative and negative in short time.
Control. Check in Kilo Romeo 4. Currently out and about near Seneca. Trying to see if I get through. Negative and negative.
All right, last station, Lenny. I got KR4 and then I think the final letter in your suffix, Bravo. If you could give me that one more time, you dropped off the repeater really quick. You can squelch, but you're not staying on the repeater. Why not give me a call sign 3 times in a row? Let's see if we get lucky.
India, Uniform, Bravo, Kilo, Romeo 4, India, Uniform Bravo.
Got you that time. Kilo Romeo 4, India Uniform Bravo. That's Lenny Mobile coming to us. And I appreciate your patience getting you in the log, but you're there now. Thanks for doing that, Lenny. And then I've got KR4IOR. That's Nikki joining us from Seneca, short time. Thanks for joining us and getting your name in the log tonight. Nikki, glad to make your acquaintance. All right. I think we've exhausted the I through L group, but I've got one Echo Link station, so let's jump out to Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Mark, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no table.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control KA4PQA. That's Stephen joining us via Echolink in Greenwood. And just as soon as I say that, I've got one more Echolink station. So the other Echolink station, if you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, let's make room for you to do that now. You can call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WM, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
And for Echo Link stations, we got one more joining us. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, let's do it. That third Echo Link station that just showed up. This is KQ4WHN.
WHN. Please, 10WJ, this is Scott down.
Link stations, I've got three of you, and I'm going to go ahead and call out all three again just to make sure everybody hears me. This is the three that I have. KA4PQA, that's Stephen coming to us from Greenwood. Already got you in the log, already got a check by your name, but just want to make sure that you heard me just the same. Got KO4WTQ, that's Greg joining us. And then I've got N2SWJ, that's Scott. He's one of the Simplex contacts that I picked up from the QTH this evening during the Simplex net. So all of you folks joining us from Echolink, I appreciate you doing that. And with that, we're going to move on to the next alphabetic group. And that's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Hello. Mark. Please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's where Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Hello, Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
Okay, Jim. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Granville County, V Native and Native, 73 to you and all the net.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4ONO, Lorena. And as usual, she brings along the whole family. Got KK4DMW, Rick. And together they bring along KM4MOQ. Oh, that's their daughter, Michelle. Thanks for bringing the family. As always, Michelle always... sorry. Lorena. Bringing along Rick and Michelle with you. I'm going to get it right. Always good to hear your voice and got you in the log. Then I've got KM4NAF. That's Brock coming to us with a strong signal there from Gaffney. Good to hear your voice tonight, Brock, and thanks for joining us tonight. Then I've got WG4MC. That's Matt joining us from Western Greenville County. And Matt is another one of our net controllers. Always want to say thank you to those guys that keep us going and give us a reason to get on the radio and talk. All right. Sounds like we may have moved on from that one group in the RF spectrum, so let's move along to the next. That's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Q4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Omega Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'm being negative in name. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
And KM4DDU, Kilo Mike 4, Delta Delta Uniform, Tom and Greer, and I'll stick around. Got a question about your Simplex net.
4WHN. Mark, please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4RM Fred. Also, my bride, Miss Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. That's N4MRY. We're at home in Piedmont tonight. Good evening to you, Mark, and all on the net. No traffic, no round table.
One more station if you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is your opportunity. Give him a shot a little bit later, but this is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom coming to us from down the road here in Greer. Tom, always good to hear your voice, sir. Then I've got KO4QLG, Chris, coming to us from Liberty. Always good to hear you guys waving at each other every time you're on the net. And makes me smile every time. So thanks for doing that, guys. Got KM4DDU, Thomas, coming to us from Greer. Don't know that I've had you in my log, sir, but if I haven't, welcome. Good to hear your voice. And I've got you marked for comment, so we'll get through the alphabet, and I'll come back to you when we get into comments. Got K4RM, that's Fred, and he brings along Mary, N4MRY, and they're coming to us both from Piedmont tonight. All right, that's got our RF section cleared there for the Q through T, so we're going to move on to the bottom of the alphabet. That's going to be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
This is KQ4YUH, Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Uniform Hotel, Ted in Greenville.
WHN. Please check in Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Operator is Ross in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Mark, and hello to everybody on the net.
King Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
WHN. And everybody on the net, could you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. That's Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU, Allen in Piedmont. I'll be in and out.
This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4YUH. That's Ed joining us from Greenville. Good to hear your voice tonight, Ed. Thanks for getting your name on the log. Then I've got my Simplex buddy. That's Ross KVR. Nope. It's going to be one of those nights. KV4RV. That's Ross coming to us from Taylor's. Good to hear your voice again tonight, Ross. Thanks for joining us. I got K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela KQ4TBD. They're both in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for getting your names on the log there, Tommy. Always good to hear you as well. Got KQ4YOO, that's Clint, joining us from Honeypath. And I've got KQ4Z.
CYU, that's Alan there in Piedmont. All right. Looking at the echo links, we're clear there. Anyone else in the Uniform True Zulu group want to get your name in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Well, that's your opportunity. Call now. That means we've got everybody at the bottom of the alphabet, so let's move up to the top. If you run the Alpha through Delta group, that's that first letter after the number in your call sign, well, you can call in and get your name on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. This is KQ4WHN.
Net control. Oh, please check in. KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India. Walter, I'm in Anderson. I'm negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
4WHN. Mark, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Travers West, no traffic, no round table. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to everyone.
KF4BVJ, Kilo Fox 4, Bravo Victor Juliet, Terry and Taylor, to check me in and out. Good evening, everybody.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KR4CZI, that's Walter, joining us from Anderson. Good to hear your voice tonight, Walter. Thanks for getting your name on the log. Then I've got another one of our net controllers, that's KI4DOS, that's Gary. And he brings along Joy, K3JOY. Those are common call signs that you'll hear frequently, particularly on Wednesday night. I'll have news for you about why you should join us on Wednesday here at the end of the net. Hang on for that. Then I've got WD4DYH. That's Johnny joining us from Traveler's Rest. And then I'm looking at KF4BVJ. Got to be careful there. KF4BVJ, that's Terry coming in from Taylor's. Terry, you are my number 60 in the log. Thanks for joining us tonight. You win the door prize. It's not often I hit 60, and glad that you're able to join us. All right, folks, going to move to the patient group, and that tonight is going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN.
And all of that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling in, sir.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize yet another one of our net controllers. That's KO4HKX. That's Patrick coming to us from Penrose. And always good to hear your voice, Patrick. Thanks for getting your name on the log. All right, folks, we've been all the way through the alphabet once and got no more Echo Link stations waiting for us. Before I do an all call from A to Z, I'm going to go ahead and say this is KQ4WHN now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for those checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank queue portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank queues. Knowing that I've got some folks out there that haven't checked in yet, because they always do check in, I'm going to go ahead and do an all call. Anyone in the sound of my voice, it's Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, I want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN.
Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra Oscar KQ4ASO Chris in Greer, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
WHN. In November 4 Tango Lima Papa in 4TL Peaks here in more negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KQ4ASO. That's Chris there in Greer. Good to hear your voice tonight, Chris. Thanks for joining us and getting your name on the log. Then I've got N4TLP. That's Terry joining us from Moore.
And appreciate you joining us tonight as well, Terry. Thanks for getting your name on the log. I've got to swing back around here. Now, I think we've got the majority of the folks that are coming. I've got Thomas, or Tom, KM4DDU, had a question about SimplexNet. We did it at 8:30 tonight. Tom, if you want to come back in, call KQ4WHN.
Hey, Jim. This is KM4DDU. Yeah, my question was, I tuned in a couple of minutes early. I haven't been checking in as often as I should, and heard you saying something about a simplex net and checking in, and just want to hear a little more about that. If you could repeat the frequency and the time, because I didn't have my pen and paper handy.
Sure. I'm trying to do it once a month, so it's not a burden to anybody, but we do it the first Tuesday of each month, so the next one is going to be the 3rd of March, March 3rd, and that's usually, well, I'll just say it, standard is 8:30, so right before this net, the first Tuesday of every month at 8:30, we do a simplex net, and basically we'll all join here, and I will kind of give instructions that we all turn to 146.520. The national 2-meter calling frequency, that's 146.520, and then just call CQ, see who you can hear. I had three tonight that were able to hear me. I was able to hear two and had QSOs with them, and I know it's different for everybody, but that's kind of the point. You get out there and do what you can to see who you can hear and who can hear you, and I've had folks that were able to reach out and hear me from Rock Hill and way down 85 in Georgia, and it's amazing how far my simple little J-pole will reach out and touch the world. So next one again is going to be March 3rd, 8:30 p.m., right here on this repeater as we get started, and then basically we QSY over to 146.520, and that's how we do it. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing special. Not a lot of reporting in it, but a lot of folks find it enjoyable, and it's curious to see who you can make contact with.
Thank you. Appreciate that clarification. I'll try to put that in my calendar. Remember, KM4DDU.
You. This is KQ4WHN. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your question. It gives me an opportunity to talk about it again. Anyone anywhere have a question, comment, thought, or want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? I'm your guy. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN.
Come on, sir.
Check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZBH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And that control line to recognize David, WB4ZPH, coming to us from Taylor's. You are in the log officially, sir. Thanks for joining us. Anyone else have a question, comment, thought, or want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN. And have the opportunity to join us at 8:30 for the Simplex net. Curious if anybody has a count on the number of contacts you had. I think my record on any given attempt has been about 6, but more common to be 0 to 1 or 2, and most of the time I get reports back from people that say, well, I called out for a minute, I didn't hear anybody, so I turned my radio off. And it's like, ugh, no, that's not how this works. You got to keep trying. That's the whole point. So anybody want to give a report? It'd be an opportunity to kind of check in on the Simplex net and see how it went. You can give a call here at KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Yes, sir. Mark, this is KQ4YO. Clint, I my count was 3.
It's a good number. I think as we continue to do this and it becomes more known that we're doing it, I've got it on the club's Facebook site. I do an email to the club members, but I know that doesn't encompass everybody that might participate in the area because not everybody's a member of BRARS. So looking for other ways to get the word out and just doing it is going to get more people on the air and getting more QSOs that way. But 3's a good number, sir.
WHN, this is KQ4YO. I never said I was frustrated. It is actually fun. This is fun.
Yes, sir. No, I didn't mean to assign feelings to you, but I will say that I have had impromptu QSOs on 520 with, I think my record was, there were four of us, so I had three other folks. Was waiting for my wife to come out of the Publix grocery store, and just happened to heard somebody call CQ on 520, and then somebody else joined, and, you know, I guess a lot of us get out there and we just scan repeater frequencies and different frequencies when we're listening to the radio, and a bunch of us got on there and just started having a really organic conversation, and it was just all folks who were within earshot and had enough distance or height, I guess, to get the simplex stuff going. It was fascinating to see all the different people and what you could do. But I agree, it's fun. It's part of the nature of amateur radio that you can get out there and experiment. And experimenting is part of the fun of it. And that's what we were doing tonight, and that's what we'll do again on March 3rd.
KR4CZ, I heard three. Contact was zero.
Frustrating. Hearing three, contacting none. You know, that's part of the fun of simplex, I guess, is you're not going to be able to be heard every time. But I have a fantasy of running the net from the top of Roper Mountain and seeing what I can get from the mobile. But take my responsibilities as net control a little more seriously than that, and would not want to have something go wrong and not have the net go through. But might have to do one where I'm not net control and see what I can reach. But height makes might when it comes to simplex, that's for sure.
Roger that. I will be letting down this crank-up tower I've got out here and moving my 2-meter antenna up about 40 more feet in the air tomorrow or the next day. So next time, I should be able to hit it. KR4CZI, we monitor.
CZI, yes, sir. Height makes might. I'm glad that you have the option to do that. I would love to have a crank-up tower that I could get an antenna a little higher up. I think I do okay from where I am, but I'm kind of down below a lake and kind of in a swale, as they call it, a wadi, a hole in the ground, let's be honest. And I do okay getting out to the various repeaters because they're a lot taller than anything that's around me. So glad you made the attempt, and I applaud your attempt to get that antenna a little higher, because it's going to make all of the radio communications just a little bit easier. So well done, sir. Anybody else have comments about the simplex net or want to check in? Anything, anywhere, anybody, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4ZYU here.
Yes, sir, come on.
It's fun. The only bad thing about it is it makes you want to spend more money to try and get up a higher tower or a higher antenna so you can do more. That's what I leave with every time I try and do simplex. I got Flint there and one other fella that I could hear from over here in Piedmont.
ZYU, yes, sir. That's the problem with radio in general, is you always need one more thing. I've been given some ideas as to how I could get an antenna, even temporarily, higher up in the air. And I've got a collapsible mast and some other things. Might look into one of those fabric J-poles, or maybe just creating something on my own that I could raise up well above the roof level that would give me a little more height. But yeah, that's part of the fun, is seeing how you can make it better. So I applaud everyone that makes the attempt, because I think it's fun to give it a shot.
I'm looking for my place in Richburg, see if I could hear anybody at all from over there.
Over ground, you just got to get a 300-foot tower and you'll be all right.
Anyway, back to you. Y'all have a good night. KQ4ZYU, clear.
All right, Alan. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anybody else have comments, reports, or want to just check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net?
call KQ4WHN. Let me do an all call. Anybody wants to check in anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're going to try and tie the bow on the top of this and get a few more people checked in, and then we'll call it a night. Call KQ4WHN. I'll, we give it just another minute to tap dance and see if anybody else comes along. I'll just kind of repeat the announcements I made at the beginning of the net. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. The announcements I made, number one was Elwood Downey, WB0OEW, passed away, went silent key on January 29th. He is the inventor and programmer for the tool called Ham Clock. When Elwood passed away, unfortunately, the support for Ham Clock went with him, and Ham Clock is officially scheduled to go end of support, end of life, June of this year. So if you're a Ham Clock fan, and I know a lot of people are, got dedicated hardware in their shack for Ham Clock, at the moment they're trying to figure out a way to salvage it, but if something doesn't happen miraculously, June of this year will be when Ham Clock comes to an end. If you're not familiar with it, there is a web-based version that somebody else has put together called openhamclock.com, O-P-E-N, hamclock.com, and that that is a suitable option if you want to give that a shot. A lot of really good information you get from either tool. One requires installation, one just web page. Next one is the Brawlers meeting, if you're interested in attending, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society monthly meeting that happens on the first Monday of every month. Well, because of the wacky weather, they have rescheduled it to the 9th of February, and that's going to be happening at 7 p.m. next Monday, this coming Monday, at the Red Cross building there on Grove Road. You can also get the Zoom link to attend it virtually on the BRARS.cc website, and you can find it there. And then the final item that we had to report was, got some more solar storms coming that will play havoc with our radio from VHF all the way through HF. Probably going to be catch-as-catch-can, particularly bad in the daytime. Will absolutely affect GPS. GPS through Wednesday, Thursday of next week. I'm an avid follower of Dr. Tamitha Scove, and if you haven't found Space Weather Woman and the NASA reporting that you can get on space weather, I encourage you to go spend some time on that. It's good stuff to be found there. For all of the announcements that I had coming in the door, I'm going to go ahead and do an all-call, last call. Anybody wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, let's go ahead and get that done, and then we'll tie a bow on this lovely net that we've had tonight, and we'll call it a day. This is KQ4WHN doing a last call. Anybody wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KQ4WHN. All right, let me finish my net report. We'll get that done, and then we will call it a night. Stand by. That's going to do us for a Tuesday night. My secret that no one has ever been able to uncover, that Gary is going to bring tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. KI4DOS is going to be running the swap net. Thereafter, once we get through the formal portion of the net, he drops right into swap net. I bet you didn't see that one coming, but I guarantee you, Gary's your guy. Join him tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And he will have the swap net along with the 2-meter net for everybody to check into and have conversations with. That's all I've got for you tonight. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s. Good night, everyone.